Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In the original subdividing of the land, Jerusalem was allotted to Benjamin, but that area remained under the Jebusites. Saul reigned from his hometown of Gibeah, a few miles north. But after David's 7.5-year rulership in Hebron, he took Jerusalem and made it Israel's capital. In this way, it became part of Judah. But after the foolish actions of David's grandson, Rehoboam, the 10 northern tribes were torn away, forming the separate kingdom of Israel. Their first king, Jeroboam, to restrict travel to Jerusalem's temple, built idolatrous alternatives at Bethel and Dan. This led to Levites and others from the 12 tribes moving to Jerusalem for conscience' sake. Thus, the city expanded west and more than doubled in size, becoming a mixed population from all the tribes. It remains such until we read the following, quote, "Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness." 1 Chronicles 9:1. On their return, not only Levites but faithful Jews from many tribes now considered Jerusalem their home. Thus the list of inhabitants included, quote, "some of the children of Benjamin and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh," verse 3, among others. The list continues with the priests who resided there, verses 10 to 13, the Levites, verses 14 to 16, and the gatekeepers, verses 17 to 27. There were also some who looked after, quote, "the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices, plus," quote, "the ointment," and those, quote, "preparing the showbread," verses 29, 30, and 32, for use at the temple, as well as the singers we already met. Verse 33. Today all believers reside by faith in the, quote, "Jerusalem above," Galatians 4, verse 26. There the Lord is the temple. The once for all sacrifice is complete. The high priest never dies, and we have unlimited access into the holiest.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.